obviously about this season being sort of a transition for you and your career to what you want in the bigger goal. So, say, do you take some ownership this year of the starting quarterback performance? Do you feel like that reflects on what this season's going to be for you?
Yeah, I think that it's an interesting question for sure, but I think that we'll all, I mean, every quarterback room I've been in over my years, you know, you're always trying to either make yourself as good as you can or whoever's playing. So to me, it's always been like that. Like, you want to have, in a team environment, you want to have the most successful team possible, and, you know, playing quarterback's a good part of that. And so, yeah, I think so. Just try to help in any way that I can, no matter what that role is, because, I mean, who knows what's going to happen, right?
Over here to the far right, Kellyanne Stitz, WSYX.
As Devin mentioned, leaning on you during his thumb injury, how would you describe your relationship with Devin and the other quarterback?
Yeah, obviously I'm a little older than some of those guys. You know, played in some games and, you know, all that stuff started. And so anytime I can give them any wisdom, I'd like to do that. And I don't want to over push it on them or anything like that, or preach at them or anything like that. But if they have stuff that they want to talk to me about, they know that I'm a resource for him, and hopefully I can help them through that. Like, he was talking about his finger injury, and, you know, it's interesting hearing him talk about it, but, you know, he was back and throwing really in no time. I mean, it was like a hiccup, really. It wasn't even too bad, but, you know, it's his first little bump in the road, and he responded to it really well. You know, talking with Kyle all the time, I think that all these guys have great qualities, you know. Even Lincoln coming in, you know, he surprised me so far, and, you know, I'm fired up for all of them, really.
Third row right, Tony Gerdman, Buckeye Huddle.
About Lincoln, what has surprised him, or how have you seen him adapt?
Yeah, I mean, Lincoln's a hard worker. He puts his head down and he just goes to work. I think that he's picked up the system pretty fast. Smart kid, very athletic. Obviously, that's, you know, a big draw to him. And I think that he's just been improving every day. And I think that he does a good job in the weight room, and guys are already starting to respect him. So I'm excited for his future for sure.
Third, right next door, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, you've seen a lot, you've experienced a lot.
Yeah.
We ask coaches this all the time. What is the most important attribute of a quarterback?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think that I would say that it's like perseverance and being able to roll with whatever's going towards you, and being able to we talk about kind of steadying the boat. You know, when things are going wrong, being able to be the guy that's going to take hold of the ship and get it back on track to where it's got to go. You're an extension of the coach on the field. So, you know, things are going well, you got to be able to deal with that. Things are going bad, you got to be able to deal with that. I mean, it comes with a whole lot of challenges, and being able to do that is, I think, a skill that you develop over time. But, you know, these guys, for how young they are, I think they do a great job so far. And so, yeah.
Right behind them, Andy Backstrom, Letterman Row.
Tristan, you've been here for a while now. Now looking back and having the spring that you had, being thrust into that role in the spring game, what do you want your role to be here at Ohio State, and what is your goal for this season?
Yeah, well, what I want more than anything is to be the correct person for whatever job that they have for me. So if that's starting games, that I'm ready to do that. If that's being, you know, backup, and whatever they have for me, like, you know, we talk about all the time, we want Ohio State to be the star, not us, right? So whatever role that they have for me, let's go do it.
Second row middle, Max Olson, The Athletic.
Tristan, Devin said you were bedridden for 2 years. Would you dispute that characterization?
Yeah, I think he got a little carried away with that one. Yeah, I mean, I was laid up for like a month and a half or something like that. It was, you know, it was a tough injury for sure. But I'm glad, like, you know, we talked about it, persevering and being resilient in the face of adversity and coming back and eventually getting back on the field, started feeling really good. For the first time, probably late October of last year, and then started to see a little bit of time. And I mean, I was proud of myself at that point that I got back on the field at all. And, you know, coming up and having an opportunity like this that you can't pass up, I'm super fired up for the future.
When you think back to 2016 and committing to Mike Riley and the Calabrasca movement and all that,
Calabrasca,
and the journey you've been on since, yeah. How do you look back on just the way that you know, the twists and turns of your college career?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I learned a lot. I changed a lot, and I grew a lot as a person. You know, I think that there's so many life lessons that I took along the way. But I think at the end of the day, like, God's plan was, which, you know, different than I thought it was going to be coming out of high school, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. We make plans and God laughs, and that's a saying my family says a lot, and I think that that's pretty true, being through it a couple times now, so.
Right in front of him, Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Tristan, I know you want to be a coach, so I'm going to ask you kind of a coach's question. Give me your, from a coach's perspective, your analysis, evaluation of Devin and Kyle.
Yeah, I think that they have a lot of similar traits, and then there's some things that they do a little differently. I think that Devin has a way of, you know, extending plays. I think that he does a good job there, and Kyle's been around it a little bit longer, you know, so he's got some good qualities as far as like depth of knowledge in the system. But I think Devin's, you know, catching up, and he's been doing a great job in the offseason, meeting and talking ball all the time. And, you know, it's really impressive, honestly, the amount of knowledge that they both have. And I think that's a good tip of the cap to Coach Day and Coach Hartline and Coach Fitch and Coach Dennis, who, you know, have been working with these guys for a long time. And, you know, they're not like you would think that they played a lot of games. Let's put it that way, because they're both very sharp.
Could either of them start in most places you've seen already?
I think that obviously they're very highly touted recruits. They're competing to play at one of the you know, blue chip programs in the country. I mean, you're an analyst. I'm sure that you would feel the same way. And I think that I think that they're very talented players for sure.
Front row right, Tim May, Letterman Row.
I'm just still visualizing Bill as an analyst. you remember meeting Devin, right? And when you were a counselor at a camp and stuff.
Yeah.
Is it stunning how much he has grown? I mean, what you remember your first impressions? Did you always have those in your head a little bit, right?
You know, it's kind of interesting because he was like, I mean, it's gonna embarrass me to say this, but like, you know, he's one of the kids at the camp that, you know, I was working with. Not just literally like a month ago, you know, it's like, that's how much younger he was. And so I don't maybe remember like the first interaction, but I actually remember meeting him after my first start in Autzen. And he had just got offered by Wisconsin or something like that. And I remember watching him throw, and I was like, yeah, it figures. The kid can play, throw, and, you know, he had a good frame and all that stuff. And so that I remembered, and I remembered he was a good kid, and you know, so it doesn't surprise me that he's at a place like this, playing at the level he is. So,
hey, real quick, could you summarize your odyssey from Calabasas to Lincoln to Corvallis?
Yeah.
To Columbus. I mean, what has been the most interesting stop, or, you know, you've got to be about a well-rounded a college student as there's ever been. But what's that been like?
I mean, it's like you said, it's been a lot of stops, you know, been a lot of stuff along the way, but I think that just learning and growing has been the thing that characterizes it more than anything else.
The biggest lesson as a quarterback, for example, what have you learned that carries through all those spots?
Yeah, I think that more than anything, quarterback is really a service position. I think that it's about serving your teammates. Serving the program and putting your teammates in the program before yourself. I think that's one of the biggest things that I learned. And, you know, I think that philosophy is what led to me being a captain three times at Oregon State, even with my injury. And that's the thing I'm most proud of is that, you know, guys were able to look at me even in, when I was going through some tough times to be able to lean on. So, yeah.
Right behind him, Ari Wasserman, The Athletic.
You look at all the stops that you've been in the quarterback rooms that you've been a part of, and then you come here and you kind of see Ryan Day in action. What is it about him and his coaching style, or is there anything that he does that has kind of made it make sense on how he's had three first-round picks? And like, does he put that in perspective for somebody who wants to, you know, kind of follow that path too?
Yeah, I've been fortunate. I got to be around Mike Riley when I was a young player, and he obviously had a boatload of experience and knowledge, and, you know, that season didn't go so well for us. But and then playing for Jonathan Smith, he's obviously a bright young coach in college football as well and does a lot of things really awesome. I think that Coach Day is super detail-oriented, and I think that, you know, even the littlest things will come up in a meeting, and you know, being able to recall that and know that information when you take it onto the field is a big part of the offense. And obviously, you know, he's been a coach here for a while, and it takes a lot to be a coach at a program like this. And so, I mean, I've been very impressed so far, and you know, obviously was impressed watching him on TV, but working with him day in and day out, I think that you know, it's surprising how approachable he is and how much he wants to pour into you, you know, and I really love that. So
deep right, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
I guess in that same vein, like, once you're around for 6 years, do you feel like you kind of know just what everything there is to learn about playing quarterback? And then how much more extensive is your knowledge now?
Yeah.
You've been here for a year to add on to what you did previously.
Yeah, I don't think that you ever stop learning as a quarterback. There's always something new that some D coordinators putting out there, figuring out. I think it's just a constant like growth mindset. That's really what's important. What was the second part of the question again? Sorry.
I just was kind of curious, I guess, about that and how after 6 years there might be a certain level of you, like, okay, do I need to learn more about mechanics and things? Mm-hmm. How did you get here? And
yeah.
You say Coach Day is so detail oriented, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're getting just so much smarter each day?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been, like I said earlier, I've been very blessed to be around a lot of really good coaches, and taking little bits and pieces from all of them. You know, there's things in this offense that I really love. Things that like I'm like, oh, I've never seen that before or heard it taught that way, and I really really like that. And so you kind of just cherry pick what you like, and there's a lot of things to like here. So.
Time for a couple more over at far right, Clay Hall, WSYX.
What's an obscure detail that Ryan has brought up and you went, what?
Off the top of my head, I don't know if I can. I mean, even something like as little as like ball carriage, like when you're on the run, you know, just like not having it down here and then having to bring it all the way up because that'll throw off your accuracy or timing or whatever. You know, the motion of your body really when you're throwing, but just having it up high when you're coming off of the fake, I think was like something so small, but. It helped me a lot, so like I'm sure that you know, it's helped a lot of people too. So.
And final questions, second row middle, Doug Lamarice, the podcast.
Just with your experience in the game, whenever there's a quarterback competition, what do quarterbacks need? What does the room need out of that competition to feel like everybody got a fair shot and you know a good decision was made? And what's a team need to know that like, hey, this is a good process and they're going to pick a good guy?
Yeah, I think reps probably. There's really no substitute for reps, right? Getting in the huddle and being put in some situations that are, you know, tough, like you do third down periods or blitz pickup periods. And sometimes there's really no way to display, you know, your courage on tape until you do it, like standing in the pocket and taking a hit and still delivering a strike downfield is a tough thing to do if you talk to anybody that's played quarterback. But watching at home, you know, you don't think about those things very often. But I think that, you know, they got a good process here. These guys we all have been getting a lot of reps. Plenty of opportunity to prove yourself to the coaches and to the teammates around us, and you know, even just being day in and day out in the weight room. I mean, you can't fake that. They're going to find out who you are pretty fast, your teammates. And what's been great about being here is that I said this actually recently to somebody that this is a blue chip program, but the guys in here they're blue collar guys, and that's something that Coach Mick does a really good job of making sure that nobody's head gets too blown up. And that's one thing that I was surprised at when I got here was how amazing the guys were off the field and how cool they were. Because you know, outside looking in, you're like Ohio State, you know, how nice are these guys going to be? But you know, that was I'm very blessed to be a part of this team for sure.
Blue chip, blue collar. You gonna trademark that?
Yeah, maybe I should make a shirt out of it. Huh? Yeah.
They don't like blue. Yeah, they don't like blue.
That's true. That's true. Probably shouldn't have even said that in the interview, right? Blue, you can't even say that color.
He said blue chip, blue color.